are tuned in to Mid-Morning Empowerment here on Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media.
So a church that remains firmly rooted in its core beliefs and doctrines is likely to navigate trials more effectively. Doctrinal stability provides a strong foundation for the congregation to rely on during challenging times. So we are unpacking this with Muruti Chuma once again as we look at, will the church stand? Muruti, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm well. How are you?
I am good, Muruti. Thank you so much for coming through and speaking to us.
I caught you while you were still talking about me.
No, because I said, Muruti, I'm coming to you. You were like, I'm ready. I called and it was not going through. I'm like, hey, Muruti, please show up. You know, I get GYDs showing up, you know, this month. So I'm like, Muruti, please show up, you know, show up. Are you well, though?
Here I am. I've showed up. I'm well. How are you?
We are good, Muruti. Thank you so much. Before we start, I'm going to ask that, can you please pray for us?
Let us pray. Our Father and our God, who art in heaven, we thank you for this moment. May you guide us throughout this discussion. May you guide us throughout our lives. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen and amen. We have been speaking about all things in the church. I think we've done quite a number of things that we have spoken about. But today we want to look at, you know, the last days. Yeah, Adventists, we are not speaking about the last days. So we want to look at, will the church stand at the end of it all? You know, so how does now our church, Muruti, interpret passages related to the last days, such as those that are found in the book of Revelation, Daniel, or other prophetic books that we have?
We've been through the description of what the church is or who the church is.
Mm-hmm.
And it reminds me of a common story or a common incident that happened when Jesus was with his disciples crossing over to the other side. And there were those turbulences, and there was the sea was in trouble and all those things. And when the disciples panicked, Jesus calmed the sea. And then the question that he asked to mm-hmm. the disciples to say, why are you so fearful?
Mm.
Do you have faith? You know, do you have faith? And it suggests to me that the only way we can stop being fearful, the only way we can survive through the turbulences of life, the only way we can survive even the last days is for us to be firmly rooted
mm-hmm.
in faith. Now, what is faith? Faith is simply believing in a Jesus, believing in a God without having to see him. That's big.
Mm.
That's big. Believing also that when you are in a situation, the same unseen God, the same unseen Jesus mm-hmm. will take you through out of that situation. Now, for you to believe in a Jesus, for you to believe in a God that you can't see, it means you have to study his word, study his character through his word, appreciate him through his word, know him through his word. Then you can believe in him and stand the test of time.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
By that, I suggest that our churches should be firmly rooted in reading the word and studying the word and understanding the word for itself, so that when times come, we can see how far we are from the coming of Christ.
So looking at, you know, Muruti, there are a lot of persecutions that are happening these days, and there are a lot of things, you know, that are happening. Which sometimes you end up saying, some are even become shy by to say that they are Christians, you know, not that we encourage it, but situations happen. So how will now our church, you know, how does it view the experiences and trials and persecutions and challenges in the last days? Because I believe these are the last days, right? So how do we view those as a church? And if maybe they are going to come these last days, because, you know, we have our own calculations and interpretations. But how would the church, you know, view these last days and challenges?
Persecutions will come. The church believes that we are in the last days. The signs are there for all to see that we are indeed in the last days.
Mm.
And as we believe we are in the last days, Matthew 24 has shown us, has taught us that in the last days we are going to suffer.
Mm.
We are going to suffer for Christ. We are going to suffer for believing in him. We are going to suffer for the faith that we are in. But we are going to stand only because we believe in the ability of him to take us through the difficult time. So yes, we are going to have situations in our lives. which are both persecution and just normal issues. There are, mm-hmm. there are certain issues which are not persecutions. You know, I always tell people that when your boyfriend breaks up with you and you are so hurt, that's not a persecution.
It is. It is.
That's not a persecution. Many a time it's because that relationship started without a God.
Ah, okay.
So now you are suffering the consequences of your decision, or no, the consequences of what you put yourself in. But when we do get serious now, we believe that we are going to suffer because we are some exams are going to be put on a Sabbath,
mm-hmm.
and you have to go and you are going to have to write those exams. If you don't write those exams, you are going to fail your exams. That's what you are being told. You are going to be offered a job, and then when you are excited, you've not been working for 3 years. Mm-hmm. When you are excited that you've got a job, when you get there, the contract tells you are working 6 days a week. Mm-hmm. The sixth day is the Sabbath. Is the Sabbath. You are going to lose your children from funny things that happen. Your child dies. Mm-hmm. You are going to be in pain. We are going to be hurt.
Mm-hmm.
We are going to go through all those situations. But we know we have a home above, because Revelation comes and tells us one day all the tears that we have will be wiped off our eyes, and we are going to meet our Lord.
Mm, mm, mm. So looking at all of these issues that are happening, Muruti, in these last days, you know, what is the role of the church now? You know, and not just the church leadership, because sometimes when speaking about the church, we relegate it to the church leadership. But hey, when we're saying the church, you wanna, but the elders, bom dala, so, you know, they have to take it to them. But no, us as a role, you know, what is our role now in terms of understanding the greater plan, or the times in which we are in now, so that we may traverse through them safely?
We have to believe that, first of all, we have to believe in a Jesus who is coming again.
Mm.
Believe that this Jesus, when he comes, he's coming for those who believe in him to take them home.
Mm-hmm.
And then having believed in Jesus who's coming again, who's going to take us home, we believe that we are going home. Then we come back and also believe that the death as we know it is only but a sleep.
Okay.
And then we are going to be taken home. So our greatest joy, greatest celebration, what we look forward to more than anything else, is for us to be in heaven.
Mm-hmm.
The moment we believe that, then it relegates our life to second place. It is no longer paramount. It is no longer so important.
Okay.
That when you are not rich, when you are not happy, when you're not happily married, when you don't have a child, when you don't have the things that make us happy today, you know that is not your ultimate.
Mm.
The time is coming when Jesus will take you home, and there will be no crying, there will be no gnashing of teeth, there will be no sorrow, because we will be with our Lord. Then we come back and say, when we are now going back, for us to go there, we need to suffer even persecution.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Now we are ready to face persecution because we know why we are suffering for that persecution.
Yeah.
Imagine a situation where you are suffering. Someone asks you, why are you suffering? And you don't know why you are suffering. You don't even know the benefits of that suffering.
Mm.
You're not going to be happy. You're not going to be to enjoy that moment, because you are not happy, and you don't look forward to a time when you are going to be happy or excited or celebrating and the like. So you need to know and believe that you are going home. Home,
yes.
being
heaven. Hey, yeah, indeed, home being heaven. Because sometimes it's a challenge, Bruti, you know, us believing that home is heaven. But it's okay, you know. So now, how does the church, you know, look, focusing now on the Seventh-day Adventist Church, encourage believers to prepare spiritually for the potential challenges of the last days? Because, yeah, life does show us flames, shame. Me, I won't lie. And I know of that saying that pastor say that when you are happy, you want to pay day before the debit order starts, you know, read your Bible scriptures, because now when things happen, you won't sometimes have the energy to read the Bible. But how, on a greater scheme of things, how that would we encourage people, you know, to prepare for when those trials and tribulations come?
They always say it is either life is showing you flames now,
mm-hmm.
or you are recovering from the flames,
mm-hmm.
or you are just about to get into the flames.
Mm-hmm.
The flames are guaranteed.
Mm.
Flames, that one is guaranteed. Now, what are we doing now to prepare for that time?
Mm.
We are going to have a time of trouble even greater than we are going through right now.
Mm.
So How do we face it if we are struggling to face what we are, the challenges we are facing now? The only way we can face challenges is if we are rooted in the study of God's word. If we are rooted in prayer, if we are rooted, you know, if you can deny yourself food, that is fasting. If you deny yourself food because you want to concentrate on giving or building your relationship with God, you are denying yourself. The food is there. You can cook it. But the time you could be spending cooking, you are spending with your Father in heaven. The time you are spending, that you could be spending eating, you are spending it in on your knees praying to your Father in heaven. Then it means you are capable of even denying of yourself of the joys of this earth for the benefit of your relationship with God. God will answer you whether you fast or not.
Okay.
God will answer you whether you are full or you are hungry. But you have intentionally decided to stay away from food so that the time you could be dealing with that, you are dealing with your Father, with your relationship. So what am I saying? I'm simply saying, as we are going through our beautiful moments in life, as we have good relationships with our husbands, our mothers, our siblings, as we are enjoying those relationships, let us learn to take time, even from those beautiful relationships, to spend a minute, two, three, four, 5 minutes with our Father, perfecting our relationship with Him through the study of Word, through prayer, and through meditation. Then when the time of trouble comes, we have something, we have already built a relationship. We cannot build a relationship through during the time of trouble. We cannot build a relationship during painful moments. When you are happy, now this is the time to build a relationship with God.
Yes, yes, yes. Muruti, looking at the challenges that are happening, right? We've seen in the body of Christ, we've seen churches pop up that have been questioned. We've seen men of God. I'm using that word because that's the one they use. We've seen men of God pop up and we've had questions. We've seen people saying, this Christianity thing, I because you guys are confused, you know, because of the things that are happening. And then the question now that I have, Muruti, is that at the end of it all, with all this doubt, with all this confusion and truth, because of how people are viewing this this Christianity, will the Church of Christ stand at the end of it all? Will the church still be there at the end of it all? Or high shame?
God has assured us that one day Jesus will come. God has assured us that He will come and take His bride, meaning the church, home.
Yeah.
I always say, you know, if I was the devil, I would fight Christians, I would fight the church, and I'll make sure that people are confused, that they don't believe in God. If the devil doesn't do that, then he's not smart. He's not what we thought he was.
Okay.
He's not, because I always use this example that if I'm going out hunting and I'm using a gun and I have dogs, when I see a group of animals and I shoot, one is shot and it dies, and the dogs are running after the animals. Dogs will not stop where the dead animal is. They will move with the ones that are living. So the devil will not fight those that he has already killed and are on his side. He will do everything to confuse the church so that we can come here and say, no, the Church of God, you know, I'd rather be outside than in the church. I'd rather be in a relationship with outsiders than those who are in the church. That's what he wants. But if Jesus, if God is the way, the God we say he is, who is honest, who's not man and he cannot lie, and if God has the abilities that we have been told he has, then he has told us that he will come and take us home. He will come and take his bride home. And because we don't use sight, we only use faith. We can see Jesus, we can see God, we see him through our actions or his actions. We know Jesus is coming again. And when we know Jesus is coming again, we also know the church will stand.
Yeah.
This church might look like it's about to fall, but it is not going to fall. It is going to stand. We might fall off the church. Human beings might fall off the church. But the body of Christ will not fall from the road that it is in. If you give up, and say, nah, I'm tired of this thing, I'm leaving now, I'm gone. You can, but the church will not go because you've gone. It will remain until Jesus comes and takes it home.
Muruti, as we wrap up, for those who have fallen off this body of Christ, you know, as you have mentioned there, can they climb back up, or once you fall, bye-bye, that's it?
Yeah, nah. You know, we have He's faithful and just to forgive and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Some of us are falling off the church because of church hurt, like we said the other time.
Yes.
We've been hurt by a brother, by a sister in church. But when God is, the faithful God is faithful to forgive even the one who's hurting you. So if He's able to forgive the one who's hurting you, how can he not forgive the one who is hurt? When the one who's hurt now says, I want to come back home, He's always willing with open arms to receive us when we come back home. So I want to challenge everyone who has fallen off, if there's a chance, who has been hurt out of church, who has quit for any particular reason, that this is the time to come back home. Jesus is waiting for you.
Indeed. Muruti, I'm going to ask that, can you please pray for the Church of God at large, that we may know our roles, you know, from what we've spoken about from Monday up until today, those who have been hurt, let them heal. Let us also know as the church our role in this whole scheme of things, and let us be reassured that the church is going to stand, and let us do our part.
Okay, let us pray. Our Father in heaven, we thank you for the church. We thank you, Heavenly Father, that we have a body that has been set aside to do your work. We are not perfect. We are human. We hurt each other. We hurt ourselves. And we even hurt you, oh dear Father. We ask that you forgive us, but maintain us in your ship, in your church, because we know your church is here to stay. It is not going anywhere. Bless us abundantly. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen and amen. Muruti Chuma, thank you so much for coming through and speaking to us throughout the whole week. May you have yourself a blessed Sabbath. I hope the suit is ready. You know, you have already ironed. It's Friday today. Bye-bye. Yes, Muruti, iron your suit, Muruti, and a tie. Bye, Muruti.
God bless.
Amen.
You are tuned in to Mid-Morning Empowerment here on Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media.